Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk.
Hey, Towdies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Sullivan.
Chris Sullivan. Yeah. He has earned the right to chant Dumb People Town with us because he is a fan favorite. He is a return guest. He has a new musical album that is coming out very soon that you guys are going to dig and love and buy and support. And we're so happy to have you here, sir.
Are there other people who haven't earned the right but who are fans of the show and they come on and they start chanting along and you like, stop it.
We've had to stop a lot of people.
We've had to stop a lot of chanting.
That's right. That's what we do on the show. But dude, it is so good to have you. This is a good time for you. New baby, new album. This is us, all of it.
All of it. We're getting it all at once. We just started shooting season 5 of This Is Us. We're dropping a debut record under the name Joseph the Spouse on November 19th. And I got a brand new newborn baby son named Bear Maxwell.
Little bear running around. Little cub.
Yeah. He's a cub right. now. He'll be a bear soon.
I love it.
Well, we've got some dumbness in this. As you start to raise a child in this dumb world that we live in right now.
These are the things that you must teach him against.
You may be the bravest of us all bringing life into this world. let's try and navigate it together. I know you know how this goes. We get our awesome stories sent in by our amazing fans. We'll talk about your album and play a little bit of it a little later. But right now, let's jump into a story while we've got
you
it.
Ready, friends?
Let's do it.
Here we go. This was sent in by Mike Video Game Vita for Life. I mean, that's want people to know where you stand on things.
Yeah.
That's not even his handle. That's just what he's going by these days.
And you know
he doesn't even like video games.
And you know he only likes tabletop. You're like, so stand up video games?
No.
Asteroids with the roller bro.
Yeah.
Mrs. Pac-Man.
Mrs.
She's married to me, damn it.
You don't know whether she's married or not.
His handle is at Brew Pounder. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
He just loves some brews.
Brew Pounder.
Video games and pounding brews.
That's what I do. Looks like we're all out of brew.
Mm-hmm. That's somebody who doesn't have kids or doesn't have kids they have a relationship with. Here we go. Naples, Florida, and this first line is Florida trying to, as whenever Florida can be distance themselves.
So my wife's stepdad lives in Sanibel, which is right near Naples. So I've been to Naples. I know exactly this area. I know it well. So let's get into it.
Chris, when you did Defending the Caveman, did you do it in Florida?
Yeah, I did a tour of Florida that you would have thought was a world tour. Every 20 miles along the coast of Florida is a new town with a theater and a population of people who will come see a one-man show.
Yeah. Did you just loop the whole thing?
Yeah, you just went around the whole peninsula.
What is it? Clearwater, Naples, Sarasota.
Tampa. You're on the other side. But they like... And they all have completely different vibes. I mean, but they're all still under the Florida umbrella, but they still feel like so different.
A completely different psychosis.
You're going to see a barefoot, methed out person in the parking lot everywhere, but it's going to be a different one.
Yeah, they don't share.
A different level.
Different region.
All right, here's the first
barefoot, barefoot for different reasons.
That's right.
A Florida man. Who is also a felon out of Ohio. So that's Florida being like, look, we didn't create this person.
We can't claim this guy. This guy's a transplant.
Or that's Florida saying, send him our way.
Yeah, we'll take him.
We'll take him. You're poor. Florida's you're felonious.
The Australia of America.
You're shoeless.
You're shoeless.
For what
you're
used to be.
Anyway. Yeah, exactly.
A Florida man who is also a felon out of Ohio was arrested after police said he used a Kool-Aid packet to ring up merchandise at a North Naples Walmart. So he's doing that self-checkout, and he's picks up an item and then he scans.
Swipes that and drops something else in the thing.
He's scanning the Kool-Aid packet.
The old bait and switch. You got six Kool-Aid packets. That's three bags worth of groceries there, buddy.
Personal interest. Can you guys tell me what your favorite Kool-Aid flavor was? Or is? Mine was always grape. And I know some people love a cherry.
There are discernible flavors. It's not just, you don't just call it by color.
There's your aunt. There's Kool-Aid. There's Sullivan's answer.
I mean, is Hawaiian Punch, is that a Kool-Aid? Yeah.
I don't know if that's a Kool-Aid.
My favorite flavor was red.
Yeah, red. Red. There's red, orange, green,
I'm
and grape.
I'm an orange guy myself.
Really?
I never drank the Kool-Aid on drinking Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
By the way, you know
I don't
that,
think I ever came
phrase?
Across a green Kool-Aid.
Yeah. So drinking the Kool-Aid is based off of like a mass suicide.
A mass murder of people.
Jonestown. The Jonestown Massacre. And we just throw that one around willy-nilly. Like, guys, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid on the Cubs this year. It's like, really? You're talking about a mass suicide?
You mean you're not going to force your child to drink Kool-Aid and then just lie face down
in
their own...
This is a good point. This could be a good bit for you guys. Because other things we say all the time that are completely safe, like jump the shark.
Yeah.
That couldn't be more harmless.
Jump the shark.
It's Fonzarelli literally jumping over a shark.
But drinking water the Kool-Aid... Over shark. Drinking the Kool-Aid is a mass suicide that we're all referencing and kind of like, have you met Dave's new girlfriend? Yeah, I didn't drink the Kool-Aid on her.
So you didn't want to contemplate committing suicide over the fact that Dave's dating.
Imagine if we, in other ways, just said the most horrible things casually. Like, yeah, you know what? I couldn't rape the dog on that.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, I'm just saying. That's not something I wanted to do.
Dan, what are you talking? We were just talking about ordering dinner salads.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Guys, I'm not going to murder the family on this one. I really don't think
I'm not
going to
write piggies on the wall in blood on this one.
Jesus.
Yeah, that is wild. Good call, Jay. Okay,
thanks,
here we go.
Dan.
According to the Collier County Sheriff's Office, Bradley D. Young, relation to Dennis.
Sully, where did you grow up?
Sacramento, California.
Okay, Sacktown. So I'm assuming, by the way, did you see Colin Hanks's unbelievable documentary about Tower Records?
Oh, yeah, buddy. I spent
all
my youth in Tower Records.
Right?
Yeah.
So, goddamn, that was so well done. He's a fan of the show and friend of the show. He's been on before. I thought that was so great. But Sacramento had, I'm sure, some good, bad local commercials, like whatever.
Absolutely.
It's because Sacramento, even though it's in California, is a bit of a small town.
It's the Ohio of California.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So even the comedy club in Sacramento, which is a great club, a punchline in Sacramento, to walk to it, you have to park in like this sort of parking lot that's a strip mall. And then to walk to it, you walk through towards the backside of the strip mall, past the creepiest mattress store you've ever been in.
It's so weird.
Where are
we? Like, what is happening? Why are we walking through amazing stores? But there was a really bad local commercial in St. Louis where we grew up.
For a lawyer, right?
For lawyers. And like, you never trusted these lawyers because they always had like funny commercials. I'm like, you guys, you're doing the law. You don't need to be funny.
You don't need a jingle. Just
be
honest.
Keep it grounded.
So what's this guy's name?
Was Rodney D. Young.
No, this guy.
This is Bradley D. Young.
Bradley D. Young. But in St. Louis, it was Think Young. Rodney D. Young.
And like, it'd just be some weird guy, like a farmer with a kid in a headlock. Think Young. Rodney D. Young. So Bradley D. Young.
But isn't Dennis D. Young the stick? The stick?
Dennis D. Young was the lead singer.
I almost said the Sticks, as though that's the one. Am I doing that to Eagles? Yeah, it was Dennis
D.
Young.
Is D his middle initial? Or is it some kind of slang for?
So
the
try
young.
And find a Rodney.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's his middle initial.
And didn't Dennis D. Young, like, didn't he get all, like...
Yes, I know what you're going to say.
So in this, I guess there was a Sticks Behind the Music or something where the Piazza brothers or whatever, the two brothers who were in the band Sticks and Tommy...
Rodney D. Young is an insurance.
Tommy, what was the guy? Tommy...
in Sticks?
Yeah.
I can't roll deep
Ram,
into the
what's his name, Ram? Tommy who?
Tommy Shaw.
Tommy Shaw. All they wanted to do was get up and rock. And then this dude created this like rock opera for Mr. Roboto.
Rodney D. Young, the Young Amigos.
I'll never be able to afford this auto liability insurance.
The Young Amigos are here. And this is the mark of zero.
Don't you mean Zorro?
No, zero. Rodney D. Young has zero down payment and low monthly.
They're dressed like the Three Amigos.
Just call. Let's ride, man. Ha!
Call 523-1351 today.
Think Young, Rodney D. Young.
Okay, so we got it right. We got it right.
So proud of you two.
Isn't it amazing that even on YouTube, like I understand like current commercials, let's throw it up on YouTube, but at some point someone thought that Rodney DeYoung's commercial was important enough. They're like, I got to upload this on my channel.
These two and John Hamm. It's probably their joint YouTube account.
You're joking, but Randy's about to send that straight to him.
I'm about to send that straight to him.
So there you go.
Go straight to him.
So,
wait, what were you saying? They wanted to do a rock album and he got in?
They just wanted to rock. Tommy Shaw and the band Styx were like, hey, we came off these old things like Rock and the Paradise and all those, you know, that album that was a great album.
So Don't Let It End was the one about like the story, about, you know, it was that song. And so,
but the Mr. Roboto was, they wanted to do a rock opera about a guy who's a robot and he's not allowed to rock. Right. And so he was giving like the Styx, members of Styx, like lines
to read, like it was a play on stage. And meanwhile, they're following like Ted Nugent in front of like a stadium full of people. Oh, and they're doing like some small play on
guys
stage.
Guys who aren't actors who are like, so, hey, let me out of jail. I will not let you out of jail, but I'm just a robot. I am a man. And you're like, wait. And the crowd is just like, play the guy.
An arrow
song.
Shoots past their head.
Play Renegade, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. So that's what they were up against. Dennis DeYoung.
Dennis DeYoung.
I should have put that on the album, Chris.
Yeah, Chris. There you go.
He faces grand theft and shoplifting charges. Oh, Chris, this is what I meant to tell you. You guys all, I think Rand's the only person who didn't see me, but the thing I had on for Halloween with the neck tattoos and the sleeves and
I saw the sleeve
and the gauges and all that. My buddy Riley, who's from Sacramento, was like, dude, I'm going to tell you, you look like you sell tires in Sacramento. And he was like, you don't know.
I've been
how
to that as America. Yeah. I know that America's Tire Company.
I will say this. The fact that you grew up in Sacramento, Sully, I think it allows you to play like the everyman character. Because
it's what makes me, it's what makes me hard.
Yeah.
One.
True.
Yep. Yep.
It's where I get my street cred.
Yeah, true.
And it's how everyone can relate to me. Yes. Men, women, mostly children.
Right. You jokingly say that, but Sacramento could be St. Louis. It could be Rochester, New York. It could, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's got like a Midwestern sort of, our friend Dave Newman lives up there, but it's just, it feels like
lots of farmland, lots of, different regular topographies. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So police were called to this store around 5:45 p.m. Sunday. Mm. That would not the time I would think you would do your Kool-Aid scam.
Although, or maybe exactly the time you do it.
Right,
no one's
right when nobody expects it.
They were called to a theft in progress, which means someone was just watching him do this and called the cops live in the moment.
Here
this
is happening. He's swiping it again.
No, it's happening right now. I'm watching it happen. Now.
A store loss prevention officer watched him scam. That was me.
Dan Marshall was a loss prevention
Marshall
officer.
Fields, watched him scan merchandise with a Kool-Aid packet concealed in his hand, like he's a little magician. So the items rang up.
Waves
that's
it over the
brilliant.
Thing.
I know. So the that's items brilliant. Would ring up at 24 cents each. Mm-hmm. Also, that's how I learned that Kool-Aid doubled in price. I remember when it was like 10, 12 cents.
That's right. It's really blown
Young,
up.
What are you doing? Rang up three packets and some other small items totaling $24.44. I'm going to ask you guys, what was the grand total of how much worth of merchandise he actually got?
So now, he paid $24.44.
Yes.
And we want to know how much was
what
he
is the value?
What was this worth to him?
Right. But we're going to take a break before we find that out. And before we go to break, we're actually going to play a little bit of Chris's album. This is the song, Chris, I have queued up here, Laughing As Hard As I Can. Do you have anything you want to say about this before we queue up a little bit of it?
No, you know, the record was co-written and produced by Taylor Goldsmith from Dawes.
Oh, my God,
this is the opening track from the record.
Can I tell you that I did not know that, but in what I've heard from it that makes total sense. I love that connection. He's an amazing, amazing songwriter.
And there's like in everything he does, and you too, and again, this goes back to my Sacramento comments. There is a slice of Americana, which is like I would put what I've heard from this album in that great sort of in the tradition of like Americana music.
So let's hear
we'll
this.
Happily live there.
And then when we come back out of the break, we'll come back with a little bit of music and we'll talk about that too. All right, here we go. This is Laughing As Hard As I Can from Chris's new album, Joseph the Spy.
Cause every time I think about it, it feels like a joke with a punchline I don't understand.
So the next time you see me, please don't be surprised if I'm laughing as hard as I can. I'm in the middle.
Stuff. That is the song you sing when it's 1:54. They've That's said right. last call. We're mm-hmm. all drunk mm-hmm. and everybody's got an arm around each other and we're all singing this at the bar.
That's right. Someday. You just parade right out of the bar into the streets.
Into,
That's right.
into the night and then go yeah. soak up the night with some food.
And the cold air hits you and you're like, I need some gravy fries right now.
Right now.
That's dude. Right.
So I got to be, Chris did his, he performed the album at Largo.
Awesome.
And his wife Rachel sings on it and Taylor was on it as well. It was just I love how much that sound and that vibe that was in that room transferred onto this album. Like you can really feel it.
Yeah.
And yeah. I was lucky enough. Taylor brought Dawes in to play the record. So it's not just Taylor. His brother Griffin plays drums on the album. Lee Pardini's on keys. And they all wanted to play live shows too. So for the most part, I'm playing with Dawes. It's incredible. Yeah. So
it's a good feeling. That first song that we heard going into the break was like very reminiscent of all the reasons why I love Dawes in that way too. There is just this, it's storytelling. It's simple. It's really good stuff. I'm so proud of you for doing
great
this
job,
album.
Thanks, man.
It's great. So go ahead.
The name of the album is 6 Feet From Under, mm-hmm. and I'm performing under the name Joseph the Spouse. And mm-hmm. I bring a lot of straight up folk Americana to it. Yep. And Taylor, you can hear it when you listen, brings a lot of like Dire Straits, Jackson Brown,
A lot of Jackson Brown
vibes to it. Yeah.
I've told you this. To me, it's like a great, like in the, I feel a lot of it. Maybe it's just because of like the stage banter and like some of the stuff that I love about you and what you bring to the stage, but like some of that John Prine feeling, even like a little bit of like Waits, and it's just a great vibe and really good music to just kind of put on that is going to put you in a place of just a good atmosphere.
I'll put it in
your house,
the same,
or your apartment or your car or whatever.
I'll put it in the same genre as like Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night.
Oh, yeah.
Feels like that too. I'll take that.
Yeah. There's like this, it's a throwback, but it's new. And in the same way that it's something that like, if you're an out, like I have buying albums, if you have a record player, it's the kind of thing that you put it on a Sunday and you're like, it could be raining outside, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, that feels good. So we say to our fans, pick it up. It's 6 Feet From Under.
Yep. Joseph the Spouse, AKA my friend Chris Sullivan. Okay, guys.
It'll be available everywhere November 19th.
November 19th.
Love it.
Okay. I'm going to ask you guys again. He rang up 3 packets and some other items totaling $24.44. For a grand total of how much worth of merchandise?
Okay, so Chris, you are a guest. You may go first. You may go Tig, which is in between me and Jay, or you may go third.
I'll take the Tig slot.
Okay, Jay, go first. I'm going to say $340.
$340.
That's high. I wanted to see where the first slot landed.
Yes.
I'm going to say $227.
Okay.
This guy is so much more small time. He is a Kool-Aid crook as far as I'm concerned. Okay. So like this, again,
I mean, he's paying for the Kool-Aid. Though.
Dan, you forgot. Yeah. Like for you, jumping from 10 cents to 24 cents was a huge leap. So I'm going to put it into a Kool-Aid context for you.
Fine. Love a good Kool-Aid context. I don't know if I'll drink that Kool-Aid context.
$109.58. This is the Kool-Aid conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
The Kool-Aid conundrum.
Okay.
One of you. Come on, Dan. We wait for that.
Right. Before I reveal this answer, I'll remind everybody that on 12/12, you've got your holiday Christmas party all lined up because the Sklars and I are welcoming the Dollop to town for a Dollop People Town office Christmas party. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think I already have both stories.
Oh my God.
They are bangers. If I'm putting them aside
now,
the beginning of November, then you know that they're going to be
two of the best riffers in the world, plus Mac Lethal, one of the best rappers, and Kansas City rappers.
We're pushing already like close to selling out or halfway to sold out. So people need to get their tickets right now.
Eventbrite.com. Look up Live Dump.
I mean, if only to hear Mac Lethal's rapped version of our theme song.
Yeah.
Dude.
Incredible.
I know. Can't wait. And then on the 20th, come join me for bingo. We're raising money, just like we are for Dumb People Town, too. We're going to put some money for some good causes. Charity. So I do that on bingo, and Chris Sullivan's going to stop by for that. Yay. We'll probably listen to some of this music there.
I love it.
But enough. I will tell all of you this, because the grand total of the amount of the money, the merchandise, how much it was worth that he rang up for $24.40 is $994.13.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Small time my ass.
Crap.
Wow.
Dude, I didn't go far enough.
No.
What was the store?
Walmart. North Naples Walmart.
Dan, there's got to be electronics.
Electronics, a bike.
it's like an iPhone in there, buddy. You don't bring
Power Wheels, trucks.
You don't bring
ammunition.
That's right. You don't bring Kool-Aid. Ammunition is no longer on the shelves at Walmart.
I just want you to bought it all.
There are two things. There are now two things that I covet for around my house that are not electronics that I really want.
What?
Power drill and a leaf blower. I want two things. Leaf blower.
Leaf blower's got to be like $200.
Sure.
Here's what I'll say.
Power drill, another $120.
So you think he probably had a power drill in there, maybe a Dremel, a leaf blower.
And an iPod.
And iPod shuffle.
Right.
A Nano.
And just $400 in gift cards.
I bet he had 12 Starbucks cards and he just Kool-Aiding it across.
Kool-Aiding down.
I'll tell you this. Based off of that alone, he would crush Supermarket Sweep. If he's knowing what to get and ringing up close to a grand.
That should be something that you do on Supermarket Sweep. Can you, with a Kool-Aid packet in your hand, just swipe and sort of underswipe?
I've always thought they should have a part of Supermarket Sweep where there's 3 security guards throughout the store. You have 5 minutes to shoplift as much as you can without them catching you. And so you have to like run around the store and see what you can pocket really quick. If they don't see it when you do it, you're in the clear.
You're fine.
The worker told police she recognized Young from a prior incident at the store. I have no idea what that means.
By the way, if you're having incidents at stores, there are other Walmarts.
He probably tried to fist fight the claw machine.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He tried it once before with a teabag.
You can't teabag your way through life.
Bradley D. Young, BDY if you're nasty.
He's young. Bradley D. Young.
D. Young.
She told the police that Bradley D. Young also took a soda and a fan from a shelf, then returned them to customer service and got a refund of how much money?
What?
How much money do you guys think? This is his other scheme. He already did this. Maybe this was the prior incident or the same day.
This had to be the prior incident. He can't take $900 worth of merchandise to the return counter return just a fan.
That's right.
He returned a fan and a soda, which is like...
I'm not going to need this.
He probably had some theory about it. If it's that type of stuff, they're never going to think you stole it.
You know he drank half of it.
Also, Walmart.
He drank half
this
soda.
Proves that at Walmart.
I only need half back.
This is bad. This Mountain Dew is bad.
Is it a box?
Code red. At least in Naples, you could go take something off the shelf, then walk up and return it, and they give you cash.
Yeah. Take it.
How much do you guys think he got for the fan and the soda? We'll get out of here in this, and then we'll hear a little bit more music.
Okay, Chris, what do you think? If you can go first, take 30, or third.
$36.
$36. Jay, what do you think?
Soda.
$75.
$75.
It's a box fan.
I don't know. I think I'm going to say.
I need it for sleeping.
I'm going to say
$42.
I bought this box fan. It doesn't oscillate.
do you know? I don't know.
It's a box fan, dummy.
Right. Okay, he received a refund of $9.48.
Oh my God.
You guys are way on the opposite ends of the spectrum.
It was a desk fan.
Yeah.
It was a little like clip-on desk
that
fan.
Little thing you hold that goes, it's like propeller.
He wanted it to be low enough that they'd be like, here's $10. Fine, go
just
away.
Take it.
Yeah.
Just take it.
Do you need Kool-Aid? No, I bought that. All right, that's a story, my friends. We will leave all of you.
One more song.
Yes, called Raising the Bar.
Okay, raising the bar.
From Joseph the Spouse.
Joseph the Spouse.
Chris Sullivan.
6 Feet From Under. I love the name of the album.
November 19th, album drops. This is a great way to support an artist who we love. Mm-hmm. And
if you're a fan of Dawes and the work that they do, you will see some Taylor Goldsmith heavily influenced stuff on this album, which is great. It just fits perfectly with that. So Slice of Americana, our good friend Chris Sullivan. Thank you for joining us on the show. Love you, buddy.
Here's some Raising the Bar. Let's hit it.
That was beautiful. I can't wait to get the album. And oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, calm your down. It's Dumb People Town.
Scorpions Audio, a podcast network.